listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the MCHS Arena. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls. It's a girls' action tonight as we begin the final week of regular season play in high school basketball across Kentucky. And tonight, we've got a good one for you. We've got players that aren't available tonight, but it still should be a great game. The Montgomery County Lady Indians and the Kittens of Ashland Paul Blazer. These teams have had an opportunity to go at one another over the last couple of years, and the games have been good and exciting, and we'll expect for nothing less tonight. Ashland is without Kenley Woods tonight, the 5'3 junior, the point guard, who is an outstanding player and their leading scorer. But she's been out for a few games, and they've still been playing well. They're 23-5 under Coach Stacy Davis coming in. Right now, as the teams are out warming up, and Montgomery County won the junior varsity game, I think it was a 9-point victory. And right now, Ivan is with Montgomery County head coach Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, Coach Dustin High. And, Coach, final week of preparation for when the real season begins. No better way than do that with this one of the top teams out of the 16th region and the Ashland Kittens.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have our hands full tonight, and we're going to have to really execute, take care of the ball, and rebound it to give ourselves a chance. And this will be a great game to kind of let us know where we're at heading into the district tournament.
Obviously, they're without one of their stars, and Kenley Woods, outstanding guard, one of the outstanding guards across the state. But, you're not feeling any sympathy for Coach Davis. She's got some athletes. She's got some really quality players, as we've seen over the last couple of years, that can kind of pick up for her. Where does this Ashland team really scare you the most, whether they have Kenley Woods or they don't have Kenley Woods?
Just watching them on film over the last week, it's been really impressive the way that they share the ball. Everybody out there, whether they are confident in their ability to score, they at least present a threat to the basket, and they force you to react, and they force you to help. And defensively, they are relentless with their ball pressure, and they really make you make plays.
You mentioned that ball pressure, obviously. Jaden Gulley is just a super athlete with that size and ability to guard. You got to expect that her number one assignment is going to be on Hayden Barrier tonight. You're going to need somebody else to come and pull some of that offensive weight tonight, you would think.
Yeah, and I think between Hayden and Allie and Savannah over the last 2 weeks especially, have really done a good job of kind of spreading out that offensive load, and they're going to have to continue with that tonight. And the sooner that we can get Allie and Savannah going offensively, I think the better it's going to be for Hayden on the offensive end.
And speaking of Hayden, her play the last couple of games, she's really looked more like a point guard. She's looked comfortable in that role of being a scoring point guard. Some of the best balls she's probably played throughout her career.
It has been, and it's been a process throughout the season, and she's done a great job, and there's been some highs and there's been some lows, and I think that she's done a good job of maintaining her composure and working through the lows and not letting the highs get carried away.
Talk about coming into this game. We talked about how much time your freshmen have had to get here recently, and even Reagan Mays coming in and providing some solid play, another ball handler. You're wanting to see that, I know, these last two games of the regular season on that continued growth and maturity out of that group.
Sure, and they're getting a lot more experience a lot sooner than we probably any of us anticipated, but I think that they've done an excellent job of handling it, and there's been some growing pains, but I think they've done a good job of really limiting those mistakes, and most of those mistakes have been aggressive ones, and those are the ones that you can live with.
Finally, Coach, what statistical number scares you the most in this matchup? What's the one thing that you're like, ooh, we can't do this? That can't be the big number on the score sheet.
I'd say number one with this matchup in particular is going to be turnovers, handling their ball pressure and taking care of the ball and making sure that we're getting the looks that we want rather than the first one that they may allow us to see.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, that's Dustin Hott. His thoughts on tonight's game as the Lady Indians play host here tonight to 16th region foe, the Ashland Paul Blazer Kittens here at the MCHS Arena. It's the last home game for the Lady Indians in this 2023-24 campaign. We'll see how it fares out. We're going to take a two-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Stacy Davis is in her second year as the head coach of these Ashland Kittens, and coming off a good season a year ago. Ivan's going to catch up with her in just a couple of minutes. They're out in the center circle right now, the officials and captains and coaches. This series, Montgomery County leads the series 5-3 going back to 1999 when they first met, and Montgomery County won easily there. And Montgomery County ended up winning the first three times they played before Ashland finally got a win in 2013. But after Ashland got that win in 2013, Montgomery County came back and got a win in the state tournament that year. But 5-3, the overall record. It's been a good series. Right now, Ivan is standing by with the head coach of the Ashland Kittens, Coach Stacy Davis. Actually, she's still visiting with Dustin High just a moment here. I thought she did a terrific job a year ago stepping in to that role. When you succeed, a longtime veteran coach who's been truly outstanding, it's not easy to do, but she did a very respectable job a year ago and has got this team where this season they've lost to Pikeville, Christian Academy of Louisville, Anderson County, Cooper, and Russell. And that Russell loss was without Woods in the lineup. I mean, they've had, this has really been quite a season. I mean, this is going to be a challenging game for Montgomery County, even with Woods not in the starting lineup tonight. After tonight, the Indians, Lady Indians, will be down at Berea on Friday night for a game to wrap up regular season play. Right now, let's go to Ivan Rawls with Coach Davis.
Thanks, Dan, here with the head coach for the Ashley Kittens, Coach Stacy Davis. And, Coach, winding down this regular season, it gets here quick. It seems like it's a long season, but it gets here quick. And I know you're trying to get your team ready for what you hope is a long run in this postseason play. Talk about this Kitten bunch right now and where they're at.
Oh, we've got a great group of girls that, you know, they play for each other. We call it a sisterhood, and that's what it is. Yeah, they got one goal, that's get back to Rupp. You know, once you've been there, you want to go back again. So we've been playing really good. We're without our point guard right now. You know, we're hoping to have her back by either district championship or probably the regional tournament. So the girls have picked up, you know, they're playing well right now.
You talk about losing Kenley Woods for a period of time here and hoping to get her back. Where does this team have to be better in her absence? And what are you hoping to see out of your team these next couple of games?
One is just the pace of the game. You know, she's so quick that when we get the ball, she's got it down the floor just, you know, as quick as about anybody I've seen. So we have to continue to push the pace and we'll just take care of the basketball. She was so good at taking care of it and getting it settled down in our offense.
How will this matchup tonight with Montgomery County maybe help you see some things that may help you going forward?
This will help us a lot, in especially with our going against Boyd and especially against Russell. You know, they've got some, you know, they got the Barry girl that can, you know, can do a little bit of everything on the floor, a little bit like Shaylin Steele. You know, the Dillon girl, it can knock it down outside. So we're kind of using it as players that we're going to go up against in our region.
What aspect of the game you're really focusing on tonight, knowing this matchup and the style of play of Montgomery County?
Freshman basketball and transition D and get up down the floor.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Stacy Davis, head coach for the Ashland Kittens. We're coming up on 7.5 minutes here of this final home game for the Lady Indians here at the MCHS Arena in this season. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Kenley Woods, who is not playing tonight, averages 22.5 points a game for this Kenton team, and that's essentially one-third of their offense on a regular basis. But Ellis Sellers, a Ford 13.3 a game. Gabby Carl at 9.3. And then they have Brooklyn Duckweiler and Ariana and Jaden Gully, the sisters, and Jenna Delaney. These are all players who can't score. And, you know, they just have more of an opportunity now with, you know, that Woods is not in the lineup. I mean, that's what you see when one player leaves. It doesn't mean that you're going to replace Kenley Woods with somebody who's going to step in and get 23 points a game, but they have other players who can certainly step up and score. And this is a team that is hitting right at 30% from the three-point line. They're hitting better than 45% from the field overall. And as far as the three-point field goals are, you've got Gabby Carl, who's hitting right at 35%, and she's put up a bunch of threes. Ella Sellers has put up more threes than anybody else. She has not hit the percentage that you would expect her to, only a little over 27%, but is capable on any given night, certainly, of putting a lot of points on the board. And she is a very difficult player to defend. I'm anxious to see how Coach Dustin High is going to play defense against Sellers in particular tonight. Teams have already been back to the locker room or out getting some last-minute shots up. With Montgomery County getting ready for the game tonight, it's certainly, I think, Bailey Warner is a player who you're looking for her to, you know, come on and, you know, continue to get better and better. Another offseason for Warner just to get stronger physically is going to make a world of difference for her, I think. This group of freshmen for Montgomery County, Fouch and Warner and Origin, they're outstanding players. They're young ladies that are going to, I think, they all pass the ball well. They share the ball well. One of the players that's making a lot of progress is a sophomore, Alexis White, and I'm anxious to see how she comes along. Dunn is an outstanding shooter who's a junior coming back. Of course, Montgomery County getting ready to lose some outstanding seniors this season. But, you know, when you lose a Barrier and a Dillon in the backcourt, you got to fill in the gaps, and we'll see. They have players that are coming up that are playing really well right now. Chemistry will certainly mean a lot for this team going forward. As the crowd is ready and waiting here, we've got a nice little crowd on hand for this Monday night game. We'll be back and be set for the pregame activities and the starting lineups after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
As we come back to the MCHS arena, Ivan, the Lady Indians have won 8 of their last 9. The only time they have given up over 50 points in that run, it was to Franklin County in a 67-63 loss in a game where a little foul trouble in the first half really made a big difference in that game for Montgomery County. Of course, that counts, but, I'm anxious to see the defense tonight against a team that can score.
Yeah, because they can create the offense off of creating turnovers, can this Ashland team.
Crowd being called to its feet right now. As we get ready for our national anthem, we'll ask you to pause with us. Brandon Elliott, our public address announcer for tonight's starting lineups. Ashland dressed in maroon with white. The Indians with white with blue trimmed in red.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the arena for tonight's KHSAA girls basketball action. This contest will feature the visiting Kittens from Ashland Paul Blazer and your Montgomery County Indians. Let's meet your starting lineups first for the Kittens at guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 11, Gabby Carl. At guard, a 5'4 senior, number 12, Jaden Gully. At forward, a 5'8 senior, number 21, Ella Sellers. At guard, a 5'8 freshman, number 23, Jenna Delaney. And at forward, a 5'9 sophomore, number 25, Ariana Gully. The Kittens are coached by head coach Stacy Davis. And now the starting lineup for your Montgomery County Lady Indians. At guard, a 5'4 freshman, number 3, Sophie Pouch. And forward, a 5'11 senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. And forward, a 6'1 junior, number 12, Savannah Tarvance. And guard, a 5'7 senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. And at forward, a 5'11 freshman, number 22, Bailey Warner. Your Indians are coached by head coach Dustin High.
And there are your lineups. We're ready to go. Got an excellent officiating crew on hand tonight. And, this is for the final week of the regular season, this is a great game for this particular night for both teams. You're getting ready for postseason play. And, you cleaned some things up tonight, maybe, Ivan.
Yeah, Ashland's got two big games this week. Of course, this one, and then they finish it out with George Arches Clark on Friday. They're going to get two big-time prep appearances.
Montgomery County left to right on your dial here in this first half of play. And the center jump, Gully in there jumping up against Jarvis. And Jarvis got the tip for the Lady Indians and hands it off. And Fouch will bring it across the timeline. And Ashland's man-to-man defensively. Here is Barrier spinning against Gully. Goes up from 10 feet, knocks down the short jumper.
Great job of using that pressure against her in the way that Barrier did.
Actually defended by Gully that time. Jaden Gully defending her. Now Montgomery County is man-to-man defensively. Out near the three-point line is Ariana Gully. Gives it up, dribbling right Carl. hands it off, and there is a shot blocked by Jarvis, but the rebound is picked up by Carl, and a shot put up and in. Going for the basket was Sellers.
Sellers ended up getting it back, but we see Savannah Jarvis again with another blocked shot.
Here is Barrier down, a lot of pressure by the Kenton defense. There, pass inside to Jarvis, who feeds it off inside and lay it up, and missing it is Bailey Warner on the left side, but she's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two. That personal is going to be on Jaden Gully. So that's the first foul of the game, and here's Bailey Warner, the freshman, at the free throw line to shoot a pair, puts it up and in.
What a find that was by Savannah Jarvis. Talk about how excellent of a passer she is, and that was an excellent find that time.
And Warner knocks down a pair of free throws, and the Lady Indians back ahead by 2:42. Early pressure for Montgomery County. Delaney in backcourt hands it off, and Jaden Gully will whip it across the timeline, moves to the top of the key, fires a shot over Jarvis. Good. Boy, right on the three-point line. Jaden Gully, that was a big-time move right there, Ivan, against good defensive pressure.
Really is, and that's a shot you'll give Jaden Gully. She's not known for her jump shot abilities.
Here's Barrier, right side, put a shot up that's a little bit short. Jaden Gully, the rebound, brings it down the left side, hands it off at long range to Carl, and there's a three by Delaney that is no good. The rebound is tipped out, and getting it back is Gully. So Ashland controls. They get a chance to take their first lead of the game. Carl dribbles across the top of the key, the sophomore. Hands it off to Gully. Delaney waits over on the right wing. Sellers deep in the right corner against the man-to-man. And breaking through, Carl goes up and puts it up. No good. And the rebound taken by Barrier. Montgomery County down in a hurry. Fouch to Warner, who didn't handle it cleanly, but able to recover. Inside to Jarvis, who tips it. Loose on the floor, we'll get a jump ball. No, it's finally taken away by Carl. They waited a long time, didn't blow a whistle, but now Ashley throws it away. Barrier intercepts, quickly down to Fouts. Fouts goes for the basket, lays it up, and it rolls off. Rebound Jarvis, trying to put it back up, and Carl took it away from her. Back the other way we go. And there is a long three that's in and out by Gully, and the rebound loose. It's picked up by Carl, and Ashland still has it. Carl goes back inside, gets into the lane, and Wall got away with it. Back outside. There's Gully, a three off the left wing. Good. And Ashland takes a 7-4 lead.
Gully's come out looking for her shot early, and she's not one that normally looks for offense, but probably is doing that in the absence of Woods.
Jaden Gully, she's a senior, you know. She and Barrier, they played against each other, and there's Barrier. Cut off by Gully, and Barrier goes inside, try to put up a short shot, no good. It goes out of bounds, and Barrier under a lot of pressure. It'll go to Ashland's possession now.
Gully using that strong body to guard Barrier right there.
It's going to be a physical game, Ivan. We've had one foul called in 3:15, and how many fouls do you think we've had in a lot of games? I mean, again, it's here's Sellers, ball fake. Dumps it to Gully, back outside. Delaney, a three right wing, is no good. Shot it too hard, but Carl is able to get the rebound back. Down on the baseline. Now back out to Delaney, whipping left side. Sellers loves the three, but ball fake. Goes up from 17, good. She's very good from that range. And Ashland has taken a 9-4 lead.
Yeah, that was a big shot there to abandon the three-point shot to get a little closer.
Here is Barrier, feeds it over to Dillon on the right wing. Now, Warner, Barrier, left wing, fires a three, good. And it's 9-7, Ashland. Kitten's down in a hurry with Carl and Gully. You have two Gullies, Jaden Gully, Ariana Gully. Hadn't touched it yet, I don't think. There's Sellers, a three out of the left corner that's no good. And the rebound, Warner goes in there and gets it for Montgomery County. And it's taken away. Sellers comes up with a steal on the other end. They don't have numbers, but Carl, ball fake on the three, and then has it taken away. Jarvis out on the perimeter, then it's lost out of bounds. It'll go to Montgomery County. We got players on the floor, and now we're going to get Orison coming in replacing Fouch for Montgomery County.
I don't know how they didn't call a foul when Jarvis had the ball, because that contact almost cost a turnover for Montgomery County. I mean, the defense gained an advantage with that contact.
Here's Barrier going to bring it down. Works off on the right side. against Jaden Gulley. Looks for help. Threw a bad pass. Dillon trying to save it, but was over and back. Montgomery County with three turnovers already. Ashland with two, and we got 3:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Delaney ready to inbound the ball for the Kittens near the midcourt stripe. Gulley being guarded by Jarvis, the junior. Gives it up, gets it back. Hands to Carl. Barrier with her. Now Gulley goes down through the lane. Flips it up, no good. The rebound, Ariana Gulley,
yeah,
comes away with the rebound, and then she gets called for traveling, and Montgomery County will get it back. Jaden missed it. Ariana got the rebound. Ariana Gulley is the sophomore. Jaden's a senior. Ariana's a little bit taller. Here's Barrier. Dribbles across the timeline. Sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis puts it on the deck. You know, boy, they're hands-on defense, Ivan. I mean, they're letting them play, and inside Orison puts up a shot that is no good, and Sellers with a rebound and a long pass, they throw it away. Ashland's fourth turnover. Montgomery kind of gets it back, and Pouch is going to come back into the game, and she's going to come in replacing Warner.
Melly Warner's doing a great job here early, Dan. Knowing that she's got to be a bigger force rebounding-wise with these Lady Indians.
Brooklyn Duckweiler, a 5'5 freshman into the game right now for Ashland as well. Here is Fouch, hands it off to Jarvis, right corner, Dillon, quick fires a three that doesn't go down, rebound, Fouch goes in and gets it, and now Barrier with it. Barrier goes up from about 15 feet and knocks down the jump shot, she's got seven.
What a great save again by,
tied at nine.
By Sophie Fouch this.
Third time we've been tied, Dillon going down inside and rolling it in. Going for the basket is Ariana Gulley, and it's 11-9. Kittens, here is Barrier. Minute 54 to play here in a quickly moving first quarter. Barrier against the Gulley. Going to go for the basket. Goes under and got fouled hard. Boy, Gulley got her money's worth there, and Barrier's going to shoot too. She pops up okay.
A great pick set out top by Jarvis, Savannah Jarvis there. Great job of Hayden Barrier really scraping off of Jarvis there, because you need that against a great defender like Jaden Gulley.
That's her second foul, Ivan.
Yeah, that's
Barrier puts a free throw in, and now four. We get Ariana Gulley coming out of the game, though. Not Jaden, as into the lineup is Asia Thomas, a 5'7 senior.
Be interested if they keep Jaden Gulley on Barrier.
Barrier connects again. We're tied at 11. Barrier has 9 points of the Montgomery County 11. Down the inside is back to Sellers for a three-point shot that's an air ball. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Good job by Dillon to block Ashland from getting to that ball. It goes out of bounds to Montgomery County. Lady Indians under going against full court press, and they get it to Barrier. Barrier takes it behind the back against Gulley. Sends a pass down to Orison. Now Jarvis can't get a shot away. He's back out to Barrier. Minute 20 to play. Ooh. Barrier, long three that's off the iron. Rebound is picked up by Duckweiler. Coming down, Duckweiler hands back, and there's a 15-foot jump shot that is put up no good. Jarvis with a rebound off that miss by Jaden Gulley. She's now 2 for 5. Barrier's 3 of 6. Those are the players that are doing the most damage. Barrier working with the ball. Backs up and fires a three that's no good. Kind of rushed that shot. Thomas with the rebound. Ashland down, looks to get the lead back. Possession arrow is Montgomery County's way. Right corner, Duckwater goes around. Jarvis flips his shot up, no good. Sellers the rebound. Try to back her way in, and the rebound is blocked out of bounds. Or the shot is blocked out of bounds.
Yeah, another block by Savannah Jarvis there. Great defense again by Montgomery County.
So Ashland will inbounds underneath its own basket with 37 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. The entry pass goes low. It's fanned out to Duckweiler. Duckweiler will rotate back out front. Gives left side. Carl launches a three that is no good, and Jarvis has the rebound for the Lady Indians. And with 23 seconds to go, they get a 2-for-1. O'Barrier quickly steps into a three that's no good off the back of the iron. And the rebound is taken by Sellers. Montgomery County probably wanted to play for one shot there. Here is 9 seconds to go. Carl on the left wing. Sellers going to take it down the lane. Goes inside, flips it up and in with the left hand. And it's Ashland moving back on top at the end of the quarter. 13-11. Sellers with six. Five for Gully. Two for the other Gully. For Montgomery County, nine for Barrier and two for Warner. And we'll be back in just a minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County did not have a foul in that first quarter.
That's a good thing because they're going to have to.
Ashland only had two, but both of them were on Jaden Gully. And, you know, you wonder, that has to back her off a little bit. But Coach Davis is having confidence in her being able to stay in the game.
And both of these teams played good defense in that first quarter. Felt like they really try to disrupt each other. And they contested shots on both ends.
10 of 30 collective shooting. Montgomery County, 3 of 12. Ashland, 7 of 18. But the Lady Indians made 4 of 4 free throws. They trail Ashland by 2, 13 to 11. Montgomery County defensively is in a 2-3 zone right now.
Giving a different look to Ashland, kind of slowing them up a little bit.
Here is Carl. Jaden Gully, right corner, Duckweiler. Now they float it into Sellers, goes down the lane, flips the shot up, it doesn't go, and the rebound is taken by Jarvis. So Montgomery County has it. Chance to tie the game. Jarvis working, goes, ball, the pass was deflected out of bounds.
Oh, wow. The official that made the call really didn't have a good angle on it.
Yeah,
nobody helped him out.
Nobody helped him out, so Ashton gets the ball. Here is left side, there is a three put up that is no good by Thomas, and Montgomery County with a rebound. Barrier down. Carl is guarding her now. Barrier takes her, crosses over, right corner to Dylan, whose three goes in and out. And Jaden Gully goes in there. That was a good look. And going down, and the shot is put up no good. Rebounded up by Duckwater, no good. Barrier with the rebound. After the first miss by Thomas, teams are firing but not going down. Here is Dylan, drives in, goes through the lane, flips it up, no good. Rebound, Warner battling for it. Loose on the floor and finally picked up by Carl. So we're still at 13-11, 90 seconds into a wildly played second quarter so far. Sellers going for the basket and blocked out of bounds from behind by Jarvis.
How did she do that? I mean, it's hard to describe how she was able to put herself in a position to block that shot by Sellers. Sellers is at this point like, I'm just tired of dealing with you already.
We've got Jaden Gully, who's going to get a breather now with those two fouls and 6:18 to go in the half.
Moving
pick. We get a foul that's going to go against
Delaney.
Jenna Delaney gets her first. That's their first of this second quarter.
How good has Savannah Jarvis been the last 10 games at rebounding and blocking shots?
There's a bad pass, and racing down, Deadwater, off to Carl, who lays it up and in.
Well, they turned that into points really quick.
And now coming down, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Carl, trying to stay with Barrier. And that's Carl's first, second foul on Ashland here in the second quarter. 6:01 to play in the half. Fouch is going to go out of the game now, and Warner, well, now we have Reagan Mays into the lineup, the seventh grader. Here's the entry pass coming to Jarvis. Back to Dillon, who goes for the basket, puts it up, and it rolled off and got a lot of contact. No call. Carl with the rebound. Carl back the other way, blocked by Jarvis, out of bounds, and Ashton will play it.
Yeah, I don't know how they didn't call that contact down in the paint. The defender come over and bumped Allie Dillon on that drive.
Delaney looking to inbound, and it's deflected out of bounds by Barrier. Ashton will play right here in front of us. Ashton moving off to the left side of your dial here, and here is Sellards coming to make the inbounds pass. Sellards bounces it to Delaney, and there's Mays, knocked it away, and then what do we got?
That's not a foul on Jarvis. That's a play on through there. I don't know how you make that call. I thought both players had equal rights to that ball, and she didn't come over the back there.
Ashton will inbound the ball underneath the basket on the Lady Indians' first foul of the game. 5:43 to go here. Sellers to Delaney. Short jump shot is no good. And the rebound is claimed by Jarvis. Lady Indians need a basket. Here's Warner. Sends it back out. Jarvis puts it on the deck. Goes into the lane and she gets fouled. And that'll be against Ariana Gully. That's her first. Team foul number 3 here in the second quarter. And now we're going to get Delaney out, and back into the lineup comes Jaden Gully. Here's Dillon getting it in low. And a three out of the left corner by Dillon is good. And it's 15-14. Ashland with the lead in the ball. 5:20 to go. Gully races down. Missed fire to three, but put up and in on the rebound. Sellers, right place, right time. Came in trailing that play off a really bad miss. And now the ball is deflected out of bounds. Montgomery County will play it. 17-14, Ashland.
It's almost as if Sellers said, Jaden shouldn't be shooting that shot, and she knew it was going to come off. I mean, she ran right to where that ball came off as soon as it hit the glass.
Montgomery County underneath its own basket comes out deep to Barrier. Gully's guarding with those two fouls. Let's see if Barrier tries to. She sends a high post to Jarvis. Now, Jarvis trying to get free. She's going to go for the basket and puts it up and in with the left hand.
Hey, what a strong play by Jarvis there. It missed all that contact there.
Wow. And coming down, Delaney is going to be fouled, and that's going to be two on Jarvis.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, that's tough. She got the first foul, as Ivan said, was really questionable, and now she's got a second. Delaney's going to be at the line, and Horizon's going to come into the game. 4:49 still to play here.
And this is going to be tough. And you, I think that's what Coach High is still talking about, that first foul with that official. Yeah, because that was a bad call. I mean, it was just a bad call, I felt like, too. And that's what he's talking about right now.
First free throw is good. And Delaney makes another one. And it's, again, a three-point lead for the Kittens, 19-16.
We'll see what the Lady Indians can do now without Jarvis out there, who has just been a beast on the boards.
Well, Montgomery County has a really young lineup in there. I mean, Barrier is racing down with the ball, goes all the way in, spins up inside, missed the shot, but they call a foul.
Yeah, she took two Kittens down inside. Delaney's going to be the one strapped with the foul.
That's Delaney's second. There's a case of where they could have called a foul way out on the floor, but they were going to let it go. And then when she gets to the action of shooting, so Montgomery County actually benefits. 4:42 to play here in the first half. We get a timeout on the floor. Ashton leads 19-16, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Barrier will toe the line here for a couple of shots with her team down by 3 points. Barrier hadn't scored in the second quarter. Now she has. three of three from the line in the game. She has 10 points now in double figures here in this first half, and this one rattles around and stays in. And it's 19-18. Ash on the lead and the ball. Delaney out near the free throw line, and the foul is going to be on Orison. That's her first. Team foul number three on Montgomery County here in the second quarter. It'll be a common foul.
Montgomery County had counted at 1-3-1 right there, Dan, to try to give Ashton a different look, and they're going to stay in it now.
Dillon's out of the point. They inbound to get it to Gully. Jaden Gully out. Try to bounce it into Sellers. Orison took it away, and then it's deflected out of bounds, and Montgomery County's going to get it. I don't know. I thought really that Orison probably knocked it out, but
they had to reward her.
Rewarded her for her good hustle.
Yeah, the effort, because she did it two times in a row. First time she got the foul caught on her.
Here's Barrier coming down against Delaney. Delaney trying to stay with her now. Dribbling right, picked up by Gully on a switch. Barrier working inside and throws it away. Again, under a lot of physical pressure by Gully. And now Mays is going to come out of the lineup and be replaced by Warner. Coach Dustin High, you know, he's just kind of stealing minutes, getting players some experience. Ashton, a one-point lead, the ball, 4:10 to play. Dillon extends just beyond the midcourt stripe in the 1-3-1. They bounce it high to Sellers. Sellers right back to Gully, over to Carl on the left wing. No shot there for her. Goes down the left side. There's a three that's on the way, and it's no good. And the rebound, Barrier goes in and collects it after that miss by Duckweiler. And the ball, as Montgomery County tried to head down the court, deflected out of bounds. Lady Indians will play it. Here is Dillon to inbound the ball. Looks, goes down to Warner. Back to Dillon, goes for the basket, puts it up, no good. She got pretty good push there on that left side. Ice for the rebound, running down and flipping it up is Duckweiler with a great play with that left hand. And Ashton back up by 3, 21-18. Barrier down. Barrier goes up from about 10 feet and left it short. Rebound by Fouch to Warner. Oh, well, they're really just not calling much of anything now. I can't believe that.
Well, I thought on that second attempt by Warner, Jaden Gully actually hit Warner with no call, and that was more contact there than that first foul that was called on Savannah Jarvis on the other end from Montgomery County earlier.
Montgomery County able to get the ball back. Wow. Here's Dillon inbounding it. Looking. Goes to Orison, who gets hit from behind, and the ball is tipped out of bounds, and Montgomery County will inbound it again. Ashton's really aggressive, and they're applying a lot of body contact. And, well, as we say, aggressive teams are often the winners. Here's the entry pass, and it's a bad one. Carl picks it off. Carl coming down. Now Montgomery County, they had a double team. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Barrier. It'll be played by Ashland. Side front court with 3:15 to go.
It's so tough right now. Montgomery County, especially on inbounds. You got three freshmen and two seniors out on the floor right now.
Here is Gully. Stands out, looks in at the 1-3-1, bounces it off to Carl. She's on the right wing. It fires a three up. It's no good. Long rebound comes out. Is taken by Sellers. They go back to her, and she fires a three good out of the left corner. Yeah, you just can't let Sellers stand and shoot the ball in that position. She's going to make a high percentage. Here's Barrier racing down in front of the defense. Goes all the way in. Sends it right corner. Dillon for a three. And it bounces in. Went high up in the air and fell back through. Back to a three-point game. Dillon's second three, 24-21. 2:35 to go. Indians stay in that zone. And now we're going to Delaney is fouled by Barrier. Our first, 2:35 to go. And what do we have right now, Evan? What I always say, my only thing I really don't like about officiating, and there's Orison coming up with a steal. If you don't call stuff right off the bat, you get to pick and choose. There's a three, no good. Warner puts it back up and in. Dillon puts it out of the left corner. And Ashland is going to take a timeout as Montgomery County is within one at 24-23, timeout on the floor, 2:22 left to play in the first half, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
2:22 left to play. What I was going to say about the officiating is when you don't call what seemingly are fouls early, players get rougher and rougher, and then you have so many fouls, and then you kind of have to start picking and choosing because you got to call some. And that's kind of where we are right now. I mean, here's Sellers, Carl, left side, Delaney back out to Carl, hooks a pass inside to Gully, who turns and puts in an excellent pass. And Jaden Gully with a nice finish. She has 7 points, and it's 26-23. Barriers trying to tie it, missed a long three. Rebound by Jaden Gully. Long pass down, Sellers out. Duckwater's shot is blocked, but and the rebound, Sellers is out of bounds.
What a block by Hayden Barrier. Her second on the evening.
Montgomery County inbounds. Dylan helps out. Now there's Horizon, and she's going to be fouled by Duckwiler.
Well, they just went ahead and put two defenders on Barrier and said, you're not going to get the ball in the inbounds here. Great job between Dylan and Horizon there.
Minute 43 to play here in the first half, and the freshman, Laura Lee Horizon, goes to the line with two shots. Horizon, free throw is up and good. You know, when you're a young player, a freshman, the fact that Orzin played in the junior varsity game, most of the game, it really helps her coming in here. She knocks down those two free throws very calmly. It's a one-point game, 26-25. Here is Delaney left side for Ashland. Cross court, Duckwiler. And Orzin, that looked like Duckwiler was all, looked like Orzin was standing still over there, but Orzin gets the foul call. That's her second. And now, free throws coming for Duckwiler.
The thing that got Laura Lee there was just she wasn't in a good defensive position. She wasn't kind of seated. She came straight up at her, and she came with a lot of momentum.
Orison out, and the seventh grader Mays is back into the game. Duckwiler free throw is good. Haven't had a free throw missed yet tonight between the two teams. Haven't had a ton shot, but number of them. 28-25.
Very vocal assistant coach on Ashland's bench.
Here's Dylan. Dylan down to Mays on the left wing and threw it away. Telegraphed the pass, the seventh grader did. Going down Duckwiler. Shot, she's able to put it up and in. And it is 30-25, Ashland's biggest lead. 5 points, minute 12 to go here. Barrier. Sends it to Dylan. Dylan looks. Dylan had it knocked loose by Duckwiler. Gets it back. Try to go into Warner, but Warner gets knocked down, and then we get a jump ball. Wow.
This
is a physical game, and Montgomery County has young players in there, Ivan.
Yeah, this is where you really miss Savannah Jarvis. You know, Savannah Jarvis was right there in the post. That's a better entry opportunity there for Montgomery County.
Yeah, with the seventh grader and two freshmen in there. Along with the two seniors. Here's Barrier against Gully. Barrier trying to back her down. Spins, weaves, goes up and missed, but got fouled, and that's the third on Jaden Gully. And that's what Barrier was working for. Now they say it's her second. I don't know who that initial foul was on then. Must have been Carl, maybe. Barrier from the line puts it up, no good. First free throw either team has missed tonight, and Montgomery County needs points right now, down by five with 54 seconds to go. Barrier looking for the free throw and gets the second one. 30 to 26. Carl runs it down, looks at the 1-3-1, left side to Delaney. Drives through. Now they go right corner. Duckweiler drives in, gives to Carl. Her three-point shot is no good. Rebounded by Dillon in the lane. Barrier with 34 seconds to go. Montgomery County has a possession arrow. Here is Dillon, right side, gives back out to Warner. Over to Barrier, clock at 24 seconds. Hard for the Lady Indians to hold the ball. Mays able to handle it, get rid of it to Warner. Warner drives into the lane, goes all the way in, and gets fouled.
And that's where Warner can really, at the varsity level, provide you some offense off of that wing right there. She's really good off the drive off the wing.
15 seconds to go in the half as Warner will try to make it a two-point game. Bailey Warner, the freshman, free throw is up and it bounces off. Montgomery County, 2-4-6-8. They're down 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Ashland's had four, made them all. Warner, second free throw is good. She has 5 points. 30 to 27. Gully runs it down, going to go right for the basket. And,
had to be
a jump ball or a walk, one or the other. Didn't call it. There's Duckwater for a three. That's no good. Rebound is taken by Dillon. And the first half comes to an end. It's Ashland 30, Montgomery County 27 here at the intermission. Don't go away. We'll be back to recap it for you after we step out here for a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools. Giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Well, I mean, I thought we might see be on our way to seeing a second consecutive triple-double tonight with Savannah Jarvis, but she picked up a couple of fouls, and she blocked four shots. She had 6 rebounds in the first half and 2 points, but again, set out for a long time there.
Yeah, we still got 16 minutes to play. I wouldn't underestimate her the way she's been getting block shots and the way she's been rebounding the ball. You would think the points would be the least of her worries going forward if she can continue to have that same effect that we saw in the first half. And no doubt did the Lady Indians miss her when she picked up that second foul there about midway through the second period that would have really afforded to have had her out on the floor as she was playing sensational. But Montgomery County's defense still, Dan, I thought has played well with those younger players in, playing significant minutes and significant roles. To really, you know, this Ashland team is a big and strong team, not as big as that Franklin County team we saw a week ago, but they are still a big and strong team that can be very physical, and I thought the Lady Indians were able to show themselves well in that first half.
Ashland took 13 more field goal attempts than the Indians in that first half, out-rebounded the Lady Indians by 6 and had 2 fewer turnovers, and they lead it by 3 points here. The individual first half scoring looks like this for the Kittens. Ella Sellards, the 5'8 senior forward, the lefty, 11 points and 5 rebounds in that first half of play. Then you had 7 for Jaden Gully, 6 for Brooklyn Duckweiler, 2 points apiece for Gabby Carl, Ariana Gully, and Jenna Delaney. And then you had also seeing action there, Asia Thomas, who played but didn't score. So 11 for Sellards, 7 for Jaden Gully, and 6 for Duckweiler. Montgomery County led by Hayden Barrier with a dozen points, but she didn't have a field goal in that second quarter. She made 3 of 4 free throws. 6 points for Allie Dillon on a pair of threes. 5 for Bailey Warner, 1 of 2 field goals, 3 of 4 from the line, 3 rebounds. Savannah Jarvis, 2 points, only took 2 shots again, did have 4 block shots and 6 rebounds. 2 points for Laura Lee Orison on a pair of free throws, and Sophie Fouch and Reagan Mays played but did not score. So we'll be back and look at the other statistics from that first half of play, as we were tied 4 times at 4 times, 2, 4, 9, and 11. And Ashland was able to move out and lead by as many as 5 points at 30-25, and they're on top 30-27 here at the intermission. We'll return with more on our halftime show in 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
Montgomery County made only 7 of 24 shots from the field in that first half, so the Lady Indians are down at that 30% mark. Ashland, though, 13 of 37, so they're, you know, up in the 37% range. Montgomery County made 3 of 10 threes, Ashland just 2 of 14. Lady Indians 10 of 12 free throws. Ashland 4 of 4. Ashland led the rebounding battle 24-18 and turnovers 8 on the Lady Indians, 6 on the Kittens. Ashland, what can we expect here in the second half?
Well, you're going to see more pressure, obviously. They were trying to do some things to get the ball out of the hands of Hayden Barrier to try to minimize her effect. You know, of course, Jaden Gully's going to continue to get that primary responsibility, but I think when other players in the half-court set get the ball, they've got to look to be more aggressive scoring the ball. And I think Coach Dustin High, with Savannah Jarvis being available again for him in the second half, see if we don't try to see some more of that high pick and roll type of action with her and Hayden Barrier. Seemed to work. It seemed to allow her to be able to open the floor up a little bit for Savannah to maybe get a drive and get to the basket. Really compromise the center of that defense. But, yeah, this Ashland team, they're going to continue to be aggressive on the ball and then try to jump those passing lanes. They can. They've got, a little deeper bench that they can go to and create the havoc with their size, their physical play and athleticism.
We'll be back. Lady Indians down by 3, and we'll start the second half when we return to the arena in just 1 minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Ashland will have the ball as we begin this second half of play. Jenna Delaney will come and inbound the ball. Delaney's a softballer. She's a shortstop. Two-sport athlete there for the Kittens. Montgomery County and Ashland, they're both back to their starting lineups here. Montgomery County to 1-3-1 to start. Here's Sellers. Goes down inside, and Gully turns, missed a shot, and Barrier up strong with a rebound. Off that miss by Jaden Gully. Long pass down to Warner, who battles for it, and at least gets a jump ball. Montgomery County saves a possession. That's an aggressive play by Warner on a really bad pass. Again, throwing it long down the floor. Tough to do against this Ashland team, Ivan. You make those long passes, they'll make you pay.
They're going to be aggressive on every pass.
Dillon gets it deep to Barrier. Hayden working against Gully. And here is Jarvis to Warner beyond the top of the key over to Barrier. Carl with her right now. Barrier looks and threw it away.
That's a tough pass to make to senior to the freshman, realizing that Gully was the one that was guarding Fouch. There's no way Fouch could get to that ball. She was covered like a blanket.
So Montgomery County with two turnovers in the first half minute of this second half, and Ashland has the ball back with that three-point lead. Gully whips it off. They go try to go down inside. Jarvis picks off a pass. So Montgomery County has it back again. We've only played a minute here in this second half. A lot of back and forth and no points for either team. Barrier over to Dillon, who almost lost it, drives in and tried to bounce it into Jarvis, and gets deflected out of bounds by Delaney. Montgomery County will play it.
They try to go to that high pick and roll again. You know, Hayden's got to scrape a little tighter like she did earlier.
Dillon looking to get it in. Does so to Barrier. Barrier driving. Spins, weaves, goes up from 10 feet, and it rims out. Barrier gets a rebound back and puts it in. Or Warner, rather. Warner rebounded it, put it back up and in, and gets the foul.
And that's what you need out of Warner.
And that's Shaden Gully's third foul. Warner with 7 points going for eight.
You know, if Bailey Warner
tie the game.
Is able to get stronger than the offseason, you expect her to be doing more of that.
Gully gets the rebound off the miss, so still a one-point lead for the Kittens down inside. Ariana Gully lost it, but it's picked up by Carl. They get it back. Delaney bounces it down. Beautiful feed, and it's put up and in by Ariana Gully.
Beautiful pass. Wow.
32-29. Ashland back to a three-point lead. And we're 90 seconds into this second half. Here is Barrier, top of the key, bounces it, tried to go into Jarvis and threw it away, but it's down on the floor. We get a pileup, and Montgomery County gets it back and then loses it and gets it back again. It is thrown out, and Barrier gets it. Montgomery County, there's no turnover there because nobody actually officially lost it. It was just being rolled around, and here is Dillon, couldn't get a shot away. Goes to Jarvis. Everything is overplay for Ashland now. Jarvis going for the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound out of bounds. Knocked out by Ashland. Montgomery County will play it.
Whew, just take a deep breath after all that. That was a lot going on.
Jaden Gully's going to come out and get a breather because I think they fear her fourth foul.
Yeah.
The way the game is going. Here is Dillon, sends it out deep to Barrier. That's knocked away, but Barrier gets it against Delaney, who's body to body with her. Barrier dribbles away from her, goes under, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. And that's on Duckweiler. And I'm not sure that that wasn't a charge, but the other defender was body to body with Barrier all the way down the lane.
Yeah, I felt like Duckweiler jumped there right at the end there a little bit. But what a great play by Hayden Barrier right there to be able to take the pressure from Delaney and still have the wherewithal to get to the basket.
Free throw is good. 15 for Barrier, and we are right back where we started, folks. 32 apiece, the fifth time the game has been tied. Here are the Tomcats, or the Lady Kittens, down with the ball. Left corner, Sellers drives the baseline. Ball fake, goes up and missed a shot, and Jarvis is going to be called for a third foul, and Jarvis is saying, oh, my.
Yeah, and that's going to
It's going to be on Fouch. Bouch gets the...
Well, Montgomery County taking it. Even Sophie's laughing. She's like, I wasn't even over
here. Bouch says, I'll take it. That's her first foul.
Yeah. Talking about sacrificing for a teammate.
Free throw by Sellers is good. That's her 12th point tonight. Yeah, she's a second leading scorer behind Kinley Woods, who, again, is not available tonight. And Sellers having a good offensive game. She's got 13, and Ashland back into the lead, 34-32, and... We're going to get a timeout taken by the Lady Indians. I think Barrier, I don't know if she's got a problem with a nail, maybe. And Montgomery County takes the timeout. 5:30 to play, third quarter. Ashton, 34-32. We're back in 1 minute.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
So Barry gets a little tape on her right wrist. Montgomery County with the ball. Here is Fouch dribbling it up. Carl Demeter. She sends it to Jarvis. Jarvis dribbles left, hands to Barrier. Goes toward the lane, goes up from 10 feet. Shot rolls off. Rebound taken by Delaney. Got a good look in there. I think was surprised how open she was. Carl left baseline, missed his shot. Rebound is knocked out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Ashland.
Well, Montgomery kind of got the shot they wanted out of the timeout. That was a set play to get Barrier a look.
Entry pass is Delaney.
Oh,
Jarvis has picked up her third foul. That didn't look like any contact was there at all. Jarvis looks like she was above Delaney, but Delaney's going to shoot two free throws. She's made a pair. Those are her 2 points tonight. And now with 5:07 to go, see what Coach Dustin I does. He's going to bring Jarvis out. Orison will come in to play, and Delaney will have another free throw coming.
We'll just kind of get a feel for when to put her back in with 5:07 left in the third period.
Free throw good by Delaney, her third point. 35-32. Barrier running down against Delaney. Top the key with the dribble. They're going to, again, hands on, hands in the back right there. And the ball is lost out of it. I mean, those are fouls, Ivan. I mean, when you put a hand on and keep it on.
When it's fully extended, you've got to call something. And Delaney went down hard on that left hip.
Going for that ball. Gets up. I think she's okay. And Barrier, deep in the right corner, driving toward the basket, backs her way in, goes up from 10 feet, and rolls off. And Duckweiler with the rebound. Coming down, there's a pass inside, goes out. Sellers, a three-point shot is in and out, and the rebound is taken by Fouch, and then Fouch is fouled.
Great job by Sophie again. Found a good position in there and put her flag down.
Arianna Gully gets her second foul.
Talk about the size differential between those two.
Here is Dillon helping out against the press. Threw a bad pass. Montgomery County with a turnover. Back the other way. Duckwater goes in. And a blocking foul is going to be on Barrier.
Yeah, Barrier stuck that knee out there. She was really trying to.
Her second foul.
Not to pick up a foul. She was there in plenty of time, but then she didn't know if she would get the call or not, but then stuck that knee out there last second.
Montgomery County needs a timeout, Ivan, I think. Free throw is good. Just there, these teams are gassed a little bit. I mean, they're sucking some extra wind right now. Duckweiler puts in a pair of free throws. Ashley has made five free throws here in the third quarter, and they lead at 37-32. Equals their biggest lead. Here is Barrier dribbling way out on the right side. Will back away. Keeps a dribble. Gets a screen, goes inside, goes up from 10 feet. Shot rolls off. Rebound taken by Carl. Ashland quickly down. Delaney into the lane. Over to Carl. Back out to Sellers. Hands it off inside. Ball knocked away, taken away. Barrier comes up with the ball. Barrier running down. Stops, goes up from 15 feet. The jump shot bounces off. Fouch with the rebound gets fouled by Duckweiler, and Fouch is going to shoot two.
Sophie said, I got this. But you can tell Hayden had a great look there. She was just a little bit off balance right before she went up for her shot there. Just didn't get a good handle on
it. She's tired, Ivan. Ivan, they have kept the defensive pressure really on her.
Oh, yeah. She's
so much this game. Fouch's free throw is up, and it bounces off. She'll have another one coming. This is a critical spot for Montgomery County. Midway through this third quarter, down by five, and now Delaney is going to come out of the Ashland lineup, replaced by Thomas. And Fouch is going to be replaced by Mays if she makes his free throw. Fouch eyes it, puts it up, and it bounces in for him. Good soft touch there by the youngster. And it's 37-33. Mays comes in. Fouch gets a breather.
Jaden Gully comes back in for Ashley.
Here is the pass, and Jaden Gully moves top of the key, bounces it over the left side inside. Here's a pass knocked away by Dillon, and Mays picks it up. A turnover. Mays coming down. Carl puts a hand right on her, but she's able to get right over to Barrier, who fires a three, top of the key, good.
Sellers didn't get a hand up, and you can't give Hayden Barrier that look at the top of the key.
Here's Gully down. Thomas back into Gully, goes for the basket, flips it off the glass, good. Easy two for Jaden Gully there. 39-36. Barrier back the other way, goes under, lays it up and in.
Good timeout there.
Timeout taken by Montgomery County. They're back within one. 39-38. We've got 3:13 left to play here in the third quarter. Kittens lead it by one, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Steve Schaefer, a great high school sports fan from Mount Sterling, but been in Moorhead for a long time, worked for the university, and he and his wife are in attendance tonight. They just go where there's a good game. And this has been a good one. Here's Gully against the 1-3-1. Arianna Gully takes it at a high post. And now Sellards drives in there, goes for the bucket, missed a shot, and the rebound is taken by Dillon, and Montgomery County has it back. And they can take the lead. Here's Berry going down and banked it in. Stopped and hit a little bank shot. Montgomery County is back into the lead at 48-39. Carl up in the lane from 8 feet. Missed the shot. Rebound. Barrier has it. Long pass down to Mays. Mays against Jaden Gully. She needs to get rid of the ball and does so to Orison. Drives through the lane. Sends it to Dillon. A three right side. Good.
Well, she's sitting right there. What a great find by Orison.
And we got a timeout taken by Ashland. Lady Indians. A race of 5-point lead. Go up by four in a heartbeat. 2:25 to go. Third quarter. Timeout taken by the Kittens, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
2:25 left here in the third quarter. Long way to go in this game. Montgomery County with a 43-39 lead. They trailed 37-32. So it's an 11-2 run, and Montgomery County extending the defense a little bit beyond with Orison out on the point. But Ashland handles it easily. Jaden Gully. Double teamed out there. A couple of young players. And
it's over and back.
They didn't call a foul. Orison got away with a push. Well, and then it was over and back. And
here's where that physical play that you talked about earlier, that because the officials have allowed it, Montgomery County was able to be the more physical team there and create
with young
that
players in there.
Yeah. I mean, Orison, boy, she's got that strong beat.
I hope nobody gets hurt in this game. I mean, really, this late in the season, you don't need that. Here's Barrier with the ball. Delaney is guarding her again. Hands off to Dillon. Looks for help. And now Barry comes to get it against Jaden Gully. Barry dribbling around. Almost loses it. Starts in on the right side. Sends it back out. Inside to Warner, who goes under and gets fouled. Warner will shoot a pair. That's on Sellards. And excellent entry pass there by Orson.
Morley has made two passes here the last couple of possessions for the Lady Indians. That have been sensational.
And Warner going for the basket there. That's what you want to see, the freshman. But the free throw is way off the mark.
Going to work on that part. She's such a great shooter, though. That's the thing about it with Bailey.
Dillon is razzing her a little bit on that one. Couldn't help but it. This one rattles out, so she misses a pair. Jaden Gully coming down. Here's Delaney. Hands it off to Carl. Back to Delaney on the right wing. Bounces high to Arianna. And now left side, Sellers. Deep in the corner, dumps it in, and there's a charge. They didn't call it.
They just put it in.
That was not a flop. Dillon got knocked down hard by Ariana Gully, who puts it in. 43-41, and now we get a jump ball. Warner tied up in backcourt.
Coach High sees getting a little physical. He's going to try to get Savannah Jarvis back in this ball game along with Sophie Fouch as Bailey Warner and Lorelei Orzin leave the playing floor.
Minute 20 to play, so Ashland gets the ball back. They could take the lead back with a three-point field goal here. Entry pass, and Jaden Gully walked, and they didn't call it. Oh, my. Sellers for a three, and it's good. Now, that's terrible right there for Montgomery County because, boy, there was a huge walk there. And now Montgomery County turns it over in backcourt. Well,
a couple of big plays.
Yeah, there was a tough break for the Lady Indians. There was a walk that anybody in the gymnasium could see there. I wasn't officiating then, Ivan. I didn't have to. And the fact that Sellers buries the three, and now Ashland back to the lead, 107 to go. Driving down in Gully, here is Carl. Montgomery County has a possession error later in the third quarter. Sellers, Ariana Gully, sends it inside, knocked away. Great defensive work there by Dillon to take it away. Dillon brings it across the timeline. Behind the back against Carl, goes down the lane. She got fouled, no call. Rebound taken by Ariana Gully. Back the other way, and Sellers puts it up and in. And it's 46-43, and now we get a foul in backcourt on Delaney. That'll be her third.
Ooh, this game has gotten gotten intense all of a sudden between these two.
Well, these are two good teams,
yeah.
And the game has not been played extremely well. Free throw is up and good. The officiating, I don't think it's been slanted either way. It just hadn't been. They have let them play a little bit more than you think. And second free throw is no good. Rebound by Jaden Gully, who hurries down, and it's 46-44. 28 seconds to go. Lady Indians looking for a stop here. Unless we get a late tap, they'll have the ball to begin the final quarter. Here's Jaden Gully out in the center circle, just dribbling the ball and letting time run down. Montgomery cannot put any pressure on her. Here's Carl. Ariana Gully is in the middle of the zone, a 2-3. Jaden Gully, Carl, clock down to 6. Left side, Sellers drives the baseline. Steps 2, puts it up, no good. Rebound Delaney, and we get a whistle and a jump ball.
And not what you wanted if you're Montgomery County. You're essentially giving Ashland the ball to start the fourth period.
Well, you'd rather have the foul right there. And so we come to the end of three quarters. Ashland 46, Montgomery County 44, and we'll be back for fourth quarter action in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
So Montgomery County made their only two threes that quarter, but they missed five free throws, Ivan.
Yeah, that's a big deal. When you're talking about a one-possession ball game, talking about how you win and lose ball games sometimes, and you get those opportunities at the free throw line, you've got to make them count. And it was at a time, too, when Montgomery County really could have extended the lead against Ashland.
So we've got Dylan out the point of the 1-3-1 now. Jarvis is in there. Barrier, Fouts, and Warner. Inside they go to Sellers down the baseline. She threw it away. Warner cut off the passing lane, came up with a steal. Here is Barrier. Runs down the right side, drives into the lane, gives outside to Jarvis. Sellers with her. Jarvis driving, goes down all the way in, puts it up and in. Just went right to the basket.
What a big
only her second field goal, but it ties the game at 46, the sixth time we've been tied tonight. Here is Carl driving toward the lane, gives it off. And cross-court pass. Carl is open for a three, in and out, but rebound. Gully puts it up, no good, but a foul on Jarvis and Alier fourth.
Yeah, they missed on a couple opportunities that Ashland there. One with getting Sellers wide open underneath of it, but Montgomery County never really got all their defensive assignments there, and that's how Gully ended up coming free for that offensive rebound.
Gully puts a free throw up, and it falls well short. Gully had seven first-half points. She has nine in the game now. Ashland has been good at the free throw line. That was not good. And she missed again. Left it short. And the rebound, guess who got it? A little Sophie Fouts goes in there. Montgomery County looks to get the lead. Dylan in trouble, goes down inside to Warner.
Oh.
And Warner moves right around Gully and puts it in.
Oh, gave her a little education, did the ninth grader to the senior.
48-46. Here is Sellers out beyond the top of the key. Over to Carl. Sellers will take that three if you give her a chance to really set up. And here's Dylan coming up with a steal. Dylan's going to come down on the left side, goes up, puts it up and in under pressure.
The
power
length,
move to the basket.
The length of the senior there, and Dylan created that opportunity.
It is play, it is by four. They got, they had a trap over there. It should have had a turnover, but the ball deflected off of Dylan, and she couldn't get it. They had Jaden Gully trapped over there with a double team. 6:36 to go. Here is a bounce pass in the corner to Sellers. They double her in the zone. Out pass. Now right side. Driving in Delaney. Forced up a shot. No good. Delaney, though, gets her own rebound. So they've got it back. Now there's Sellers for a three good off the right side.
Well, she was wanting it. She got set up over there. Had her feet in good position.
50-49. She's got 21. Here is Barrier. Gives it to Jarvis. Jarvis has it knocked away by Delaney. Gets it back. Jarvis up from 15. Good. Jarvis now with six. 52-49. Carl coming down. Duckweiler back to Carl on the right wing. And now Jaden Gully dumps it into the middle. And Sellers puts in a little short jumper off the glass. Sellers just got in the middle of the defense and took a little short pass. Got an opening. 52-51. Barrier down, puts it up off the glass, no good. Carl with the rebound. Back the other way, Delaney goes under, blocked by Barrier coming from behind. It'll be Ashland's ball, but saved a basket there.
Yeah, it was excellent hustle by Barrier off of her own miss down the other end to hustle back to stop that layup.
Ashland down by one, 5:34 to go. They have it underneath. Delaney goes inside Sellers, little ball fake, goes up for a short jumper, no good. Rebound, Jarvis has it for Montgomery County. Here is Jarvis, has killed the dribble, gives out to Fouts. Carl with her. Fouts, they knock it away in the backcourt. Fouts goes back and gets it. Fouts going back across the timeline, looks for help. Looks, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Justin Hyatt. It's a good one with 5:14 to go. And with 5:14 left, Lady Indians up by one. We'll be back in a half minute.
Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
.14 left. Montgomery County will inbound side front court as Barrier will deliver the entry pass. Not easy to get it in. Comes to Jarvis, right back to Barrier, but they cut her off. She's going to break to the basket if they gave her a lane. Barrier dribbles through the lane. Off to Dillon, who goes under, gets fouled by Carl. And it'll be Allie Dillon who'll go to the line.
What a great opportunity for a three-point play for the Lady Indians right there. It's a great execution there.
Dillon missed her first four shots tonight. Since then, she's made 4 of 7. And now a free throw. She has a dozen points.
Made a big defensive play to get that breakaway layup.
Free throw is good again. It took a big high kick, but fell back through. So Dillon makes it 54-51. 5 minutes to go in the game. Gully. Here's Carl. Top of the key. Pass up to three. And Delaney, a little short jumper, is no good, but the rebound is taken by Jaden Gully, so they still have the ball. And here's a three that's no good by Sellers. Jarvis comes off the glass with it.
Carl made a sneaky play there to get the tie up, but it remained Montgomery County's ball here. It was a sneaky play by Gabby Carl. You never know how crucial that may be with the change of the
Change of that possession arrow. Full court press by Ashland. Ball comes into Jarvis, right back to Warner. Here's Warner coming up on the dribble against Sellers. Hands off to Barrier. Barrier dribbles across the timeline. And Barrier, a deep, deep three that's no good. Rebound. Jarvis wrestled it away and put it back up and in.
He's pulled it away from Jalen Gully.
56-51. That's a huge play right there by Jarvis. Looked like it'd be a jump ball. She just ripped it away, put it back up and in. Carl Sellers turns. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Jarvis. Sellers missed a couple of shots now. She's getting tired. Everybody's tired in this game. Here is a long pass down, and Barrier comes up with the ball but falls down. Loose on the floor. Warner gets down there. Jump ball, and Ashland will get to play it.
Yeah, at least it's a dead ball, and you didn't give up a layup opportunity. It looked like Montgomery County was going to make a tremendous save of possession there.
A lot of hands on hips, Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got my hands on my hips. Hey, I mean, it's
both of these teams, you know, they've had to play a lot of their starters for a good portion of this game.
3:50 left. Here's Duckwiler. They go inside. Sellers goes for the basket, rolls it in. Jarvis had to kind of back away, and Sellers makes it 56-53. Here's Dillon, loses the ball, turnover. Ashland, Sellers goes down, goes for the basket, goes up inside, and puts it in.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
56-55, quickly down Barrier, puts it up and in, count it, and a blocking foul on Sellers.
the stars are coming out here late in this game, Dan, whether it's Sellers for Ashland or Barrier and Jarvis for Montgomery County. They've made some big plays here down the stretch.
27 for Sellers. Barrier's got 25. Make it 26. Big. And Montgomery County is going to take a timeout right now. As Montgomery County goes back out by 4, 59-55 with 3:22 left to play. And we'll be back here. Don't go away. We return in a minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Savannah Jarvis's her foul problems in this game they've been big.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you take foul situation away from her, I think Montgomery County would have this game under control, probably, Ivan. But
well, she was controlling the boards early, and it was just it was a hard matchup for Ashland.
Lady Indians stay in the zone. It's a 2-3 now. They dump it high to Sellers. Fouch is right with her. Fouch may be playing her man-to-man now. And driving on the baseline, there's a steal. Warner, step in. Warner, going to bring it herself. Warner coming down. Sends it and threw it just a little bit ahead of Hayden Barrier.
Yeah.
And out of bounds, and Ashland's going to get it back.
Just in a tough situation right there. You know, the pace, you had to push it right there. Just couldn't make the connection at the end. But
again, it's a 2-2 zone, and Fouch is trying to keep the ball out of Delaney's hands. Carl, a three. It's no good. And the rebound is battled for. Sellers gets it. And that's no foul. If they call a foul on Jarvis, that'll be terrible.
I caught it on Fouch.
Fouch is a bailout foul person.
I tell you what.
Fouch gets her second, and Sellers will shoot two.
Sophie's just down in there fighting. That's all you can do in this situation. They're trying to deny Sellers the ball because she is their go-to person right now.
She missed a free throw. She's got 27. Has hit three threes in the game.
And you're seeing, you know, how Ashland really misses Kenley Woods. Normally their primary ball handler.
She makes the second. 59-56. 2:40 to play. Barrier across the timeline. Against Delaney. Drives for the basket. Cut off. And Delaney fouled her. That'll be Delaney's fourth foul. That's the fourth foul, I believe, on Ashland. No, it's only the third. Montgomery County has two here in the last quarter, so neither team in a bonus situation. 2:34 to go. Dillon looks to get it in. Sends it to Barrier, deep right corner. Delaney stays right with her. Barrier drives the right baseline, cut off. Hands it off to Fouch, who lost the ball. Gully comes up with it. Gully comes running down, goes under, puts it up and in. And it is 59-58. Down inside, going for the basket is Warner. Puts it up and in.
That's on Jaden Gully.
And Jaden Gully picks up her fourth. 2:14 to go. Warner now in double figures.
And that's where she's good for you right now for this Montgomery County team as a freshman. Around that basket, you give it to her, she can finish.
Free throw is no good, but the rebound is taken by Jarvis. Puts it back up, no good. Dillon, the rebound, puts it in and draws the foul.
Big play. Big turn of events, all beginning with the great offensive rebound by Savannah Jarvis.
Carl gets the foul, and Hallie Dillon misses the free throw, and this time Carl gets the rebound. So Montgomery County with a 63-58 lead, going for the basket. Shot blocked
by Barrier.
By Barrier, as Duckwater tried to put it in. Jarvis got the rebound. Barrier's had four blocks tonight. Here's Dillon running down. Over to Jarvis. She's going to fire a three up there that's in and out. And the rebound is taken by Carl. Back the other way. Duckweiler to Carl. Carl drives down in, going to go. And left corner, Delaney. I thought she walked. And the shot rolls off and rebounded by Dillon. And now coming up with the ball is Fouch. Barrier, 17-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Sellers. Quickly down, Duckwater. She charged. She ran right over top of a Barrier.
So much going on. So much going on, Dan. Both of these teams are winded. We got a minute 19 left. And Lady Indians hold on.
Duckwater has fouled out of the game. Well, I mean, that was pretty much a no-brainer there, yeah. I thought. That looked like a...
Talk about carrying on your momentum, being able to come to a jump stop.
Jarvis is going to inbound with 1:19 to go. Got to get it in first. Can they get it in? They send it to Barrier. He's able to get the ball. Barrier running down 3-on-2. Barrier was going to try to go in, and Carl took it away from her. Carl back the other way. She's 2-on-3. Carl jump shot rolls off, and the rebound is picked up by Warner.
And so Barrier and Jarvis almost fought. And then Carl just rips it out of the hands of Warner. Oh, and Jarvis.
Jarvis is down, but I think she's okay. Here is Sellers going for the basket, flips it up and in. Sellers with 30 points now. 63-60, 43 seconds to go. Jarvis gives over to Dillon. Back to Jarvis. And we get a reach-in foul that's going to go against Ariana Gully, and that'll be her third. 37.7 seconds to go.
Jarvis took a hit to the face back around the other side. Almost wasn't ready for that ball to come back to her when Dillon gave it back to her right here.
Jarvis with two free throws coming. Hadn't been at the line in the game. Puts it up and it rims out. Boy, that's big. This one's even bigger. Trying to make it a two-possession game with 37.7 seconds to go.
I like the way she stepped away there. You're refocused here.
Has 8 points in the game, a bucket of rebounds. Free throw is good. That's a big make. 64-60. Here's Carl inside. Ariana Gully, right side. Sellers for a three, in and out. Rebound taken by Dillon. And Montgomery County has it. It's taken away by Carl. No good. Delaney had it. She missed it. And finally, Dillon comes out of there with it. Dillon is able to corral it and give it to Jarvis. And then Delaney is fouled. And that'll be all for Delaney.
And,
with 14 seconds to go. So.
Okay, he's got a chance to really seal this in here. Well, I tell you what, Dan. We don't talk about it a lot, but Allie Dillon's been huge rebounding the ball here in this second half, and it's of late. She's made a couple of really key rebounds for the Lady Indians.
Jarvis shooting two. Free throw is up and good. Her 10th point of the night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12 rebounds for her.
Yep.
Only four blocks, so a low block game for her. Free throw good again.
She spoiled us on Saturday.
66-60, Sellers. And Gully firing a three that's no good.
That's
and a jump ball on the rebound, and there's Fouch in there tying up Thomas.
She threw Thomas down, basically. Sophie's been big in this ball game. Literally and figuratively.
Only 5 seconds to go, and Montgomery County just has to inbound this ball, and this game's over. And Montgomery County, you're going to get a big win.
Yeah. She was just laid off there at that point in time. The area, Gully's going to get a foul. What a big win for the Lady Indians.
So, Barrier will go to the line. Barrier has four blocks. She has 26 points, five rebounds. No, I don't know what we got.
You got to get people around the box here, the defensive. You got to get people around the lane.
Only 1.5 seconds to go.
Dan, I feel like the last handful of games we've seen Hayden Barrier at her best all around.
Free throw good, and she was winded tonight, Ivan, I can tell you. And, I mean, they really, really defended her hard, but she's got 28 points at the end of the night. And Montgomery County ends up with a 68-60 victory over the Kittens tonight. Montgomery County goes to 19-7.
And she goes off the floor weeping. This is her last moment in the MCHS arena, and what a way to go out. What a way to go out.
68-60, our final. We'll be back to recap it for you coming up in a couple of minutes.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling. Thank you.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County wins it tonight 68-60, and it was a lot closer than that.
It was nip and tuck most of the way in this ball game. Neither team really able to separate themselves from one another, and they stay connected. Both of these teams defensively can create some issues. They've got some players that can be really sneaky away from the ball and can come over in the help defense. But I thought both teams played valiantly in this ball game and got things out of a couple of players that, you know, they don't always necessarily rely upon. But I think that's where these teams are figuring themselves out. You know, I talk about Allie Dillon, a couple plays she made that weren't necessarily baskets that she made, and you know, she had a couple of huge baskets in this ball game. And talk about the couple of passes that Laura Lee Orison made in this ball game as a freshman in an intense situation. I thought this again just showed the evolution of this Montgomery County Lady Indians team through all the different adversities they've been through over the course of the season. We're able to stay galvanized in this moment and make big plays, especially on the defensive end against a very challenging Ashton team. Although they were without Kenley Woods, their leading scorer and true primary ball handler, I thought they made the plays that they needed to against a bigger physical team with a lot of experience, Dan. And seemed like every time Montgomery County was trying to get away, all of a sudden they pulled themselves right back in with Ashton.
Dustin Eyes is going to come join us right now, and we'll check all the statistics before we leave you tonight. Right now, as Coach High settles in, Dustin, congratulations on a big win tonight over a really good team. They're short a player, but I thought one of the keys tonight, when this game started, if you had told me you were going to hold Jaden Gully to just 11 points, I would have said, I don't think it can happen, but you did. Although Sellers got 30, but I thought holding Jaden Gully down tonight was big, and she had a little foul trouble, and that helped.
I think Sellers is averaging about 30 in this building.
Yeah, she loves it, doesn't she?
Every time she's walked in this place, I think she's had about 30. And I pulled her aside there after the game. You have scouts and you watch film and you do this and that and everything else. And Ella Sellers is one of those players that I enjoy watching. And same goes for Woods that was injured tonight. But I just enjoy watching the way that she plays.
Sellers never seems to draw a lot of attention to herself, does she? I mean, there are those players who can get 30, and you know, if you're sitting up high in the stands and you're not paying really close attention to the exactly every play, and you'd say, oh, she didn't have 30, did she?
Inside, outside, bringing the ball up the floor, going to get a rebound. Hey, she's one of those kids that just finds a way. She makes winning plays. And I mean, on the flip side of it, I thought for us it was very Cooper-esque in the way that the game kind of transpired in the second half. But you kind of get to a point to where you're not really running offense anymore. You're just trying to space the best you can and stay aggressive to the basket. I thought Hayden did an excellent job initiating that aggression. And then we got some good cuts, and you got Allie over there and Savannah, who battled foul trouble the entire game, and Bailey and Sophie, and got big minutes from Reagan Mays and Laura Lee. And I told the girls in the locker room, whether you checked into the game or not, it was a total team effort in pulling it out. We had good energy on the bench. We had good energy on the floor. And that was a street fight for probably the last three quarters, and I was proud of the way our girls held their ground and just kept fighting.
Hayden Barrier, she had 28. Sellers had 30. Boy, they really got after Hayden tonight. I mean, she was under pressure. I don't know, when she got out of her car out there, they must have had her already marked, because she didn't take a step on the floor tonight that they weren't after her.
She didn't, and I mean, you think about it. At this point, 12 months ago, there's no way that she would have been able to handle that kind of pressure for four quarters. And tonight, I thought she kept her composure and just kept making plays for everyone around her. And she was able to get to the basket, get a few, get to the free throw line a couple times. And I just thought that she did a really good job of handling the pressure and really allowing the other four people on the floor to not have to shoulder the kind of pressure that she was shouldering out on the perimeter.
Going into the last quarter tonight, Jarvis had she had 2 points. She did have 6 rebounds and 4 block shots. In the last quarter, she had 9 points and 6 rebounds.
Well, she probably didn't play 8 minutes in the first half, and then got a quick one, and we played her with 3, and then she picked up. Just felt like every time I turned around, somebody was holding up her foul count. And she got her 4th there to begin the fourth quarter, and it's like, this isn't the night to be playing the foul card in the fourth quarter. So we rolled the dice and kept her in there, and she played well. She came up big and even did a good job bringing the ball up the floor a few times.
Dylan had 15 points, and she had 8 rebounds. She had a big fourth quarter, too. On the glass, defensively, she's really kind of found herself here in these last 6-7 games, Coach.
And you talk about those 3 in this last 2 to 3 week stretch, and it's really everything you'd hope for. I mean, you got your 2 senior leaders, and Savannah is sitting there as a junior, and they have absolutely been phenomenal in about a 3 week stretch here, and just hoping that we can ride that wave, ride that momentum into the postseason.
Bailey Warner, 11 points for you tonight, and made 3 or 4 really, really big plays in this game. I mean, that didn't look like a freshman out there.
Yeah. I thought they all made those plays. I mean, you talk about Bailey did a great job. She got a couple buckets there off some offensive rebounds. If I don't know if it's offensive rebounds.
And one time just rolled to the basket.
Loose balls or whatever. But, I mean, you talk about the tie-up that Sophie Fouch got there on the last possession. And she's got no business even touching that ball in there. And she goes in there with 2 hands, and it's like she's not going in there just to touch it. She's going in there to grab it. And, it was a total team effort from 1 to 10, and it was That's a good win.
Couch and Warner had five rebounds each as you almost played even on the glass with Ashland. And Orzin had a pair of free throws coming in there in the first half. Didn't play much in the second half. But, again, everybody that came in gave you good minutes. And Reagan Mays, I think she may have given the ball up once. But, I mean, you put the seventh grader against a veteran player like senior Jaden Gulley. I mean, you talk about a tough situation for her to be in. But what great experience. And the junior varsity bunch, they're coming, aren't they? They really pass the ball well.
They do. And they are a fun group to watch. And they are JV is the level that is meant for them right now. And we're having to force them into major varsity minutes. And I couldn't be more proud of the way that they're handling it, and I know that they get frustrated and overwhelmed occasionally, but goodness gracious, they're holding their own.
Hey, you get your 19th win of the season, and Bria coming up on Friday night. You know, 20 wins. I mean, this program's been used to a lot of 20-win seasons, but it'll be big if you can get that win over Bria. I want it to go to the postseason with 20.
It'll all look the same on the paper, but I think we all know it's been anything but a normal season, and the way these girls just continue to fight and just continue to pull together is really something to be proud of.
You called a couple of timeouts tonight that I thought were probably just, hey, we got to get a little breath. I've got to give Hayden Barrier a chance to sit for 30 seconds or whatever.
There were a few of those, and a couple of times where we would go two or three helter-skelter transition possessions, and I think we probably had between the five of the people that we had on the floor, we were probably playing three different defenses. But it was, yeah. After that one, I was about to call one there at the end to finish him off, but I wanted to save it just in case we couldn't get the ball in bounds. But it was... Definitely had to use the timeouts a little differently tonight.
And a team that they got you last year up there in a close game. This game was a little bit closer than the 8-point final score, wasn't it?
Oh, without question. I mean, I would have never believed just walking in the locker room knowing that we came out on the right side of it that it was an 8-point game.
Yeah, it was 59-58. So, you know, You finished the game strong, and we're finishing games. We've watched with the Indians this year. They struggle to finish games. They finished a game the other night.
They did.
There's something to be said about teams realizing, hey, we can finish games. And I thought that was what I was probably more impressed with Hayden Barrier about tonight, was that she rallied herself physically in the last couple of minutes of this game, and she had a three-point play. She made a couple of free throws. After she had struggled a little bit there, and she finished strong.
She did. And it just, however many possessions there were tonight, if there were 60 possessions tonight, Hayden ran 50 sprints. And she just kept coming back and kept plugging.
We've got Hayden Barrier and Allie Dillon and Sellards and Woods out now. Arm in arm, posing for pictures.
That's a great group of kids right there.
Yeah, I mean, how do these girls know each other? Other than just playing games that they have played right here?
You got the older four out there that have played AAU together probably since they were in the fifth or sixth grade. So they've been close for a long time.
Well, again, this is a national team that expects to be in the state tournament, Coach.
I think this is a national team that plays for a state championship.
Hey, they got the good bracket, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
And all bets are off at whoever comes out of that side Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Win number 19 on the season. You go to Berea on Friday night and take on the Lady Pirates. And now you get ready for Bourbon County one more time in the district tournament next week, and tomorrow you draw and we'll decide exactly when you're going to play. Do you have preference on how early in the week you play? Does it really make any difference?
I think they've already set the schedule as far as days. I think we're playing Monday night, second game. So
Girls Monday, boys Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, very good. Congratulations, Dustin, on a really, really nice win. Was there anything you did from a coaching standpoint tonight that you think, I really believe that maybe if we had not done that, if we had not made that move defensively or any other thing that happened tonight that enabled you to get this win?
I tried to stay out of the way. I mean, for the most part. But I do think mixing defenses is going to be something that we need to be able to do in tight games into the postseason. And I think that made a difference tonight. And we just got to do it with a little more grace than we did tonight. But I definitely think mixing defenses a lot is going to be something that's going to be favorable for us.
Hey, Sellers had 30, but she did miss 13 shots. So, and because she kept moving around, and you kept moving her. She didn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't able to always get comfortable out there on the three-point line or just taking it in on the left side. So,
yeah.
Coach, we'll talk to you on Friday night before you take the floor against the Berea Pirates.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Coach Dustin High, our guest here, and we will be back and wrap things up in 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
County, the Lady Indians put 24 points on the board in that last quarter, and they needed them as they get the 68-60 win. Scoring real quick for Ashland. Sellers had 30, 11 in the first half, 19 in the second half, 11 for Jaden Gully, again, who was in some foul trouble and set for a few minutes. And I don't know as much, Ivan, not so much the time. She wasn't out that much. But I did thought, you know, I think the fouls maybe backed her off just a little bit, and then she wasn't matched up against Barrier all night long, which, boy, with her strength, could have made it even tougher on Hayden.
I think when she got out of the game for that period of time, I think it just kind of disrupted her. You know, she came into the game feeling like she needed to be involved both on the offensive and the defensive end, and I think when it took her out, it kind of threw her off her rhythm a little bit, too, was part of that. But to give Hayden Barrier credit, she didn't back off of the aggressiveness that Gully brought to this. And I think she could benefit being Hayden from the way that Jaden Gully played her defensively tonight. And I think this Montgomery County team can benefit from that, because I think the Lady Indians, once you get into postseason play, should they get matched up with GRC again, that's how they're probably going to play her. And so she's already seen it and seen how she can thrive against it.
Yeah. So 11 for Jaden Gully. Duckweiler had 8. 6 for Ariana Gully. That's the sophomore. 3 for Delaney. 2 points for Carl. And again, you know, Delaney guarded Barrier really well, I thought. Boy, she, these girls playing as good a defense as they did on Hayden, and she still able to get 28 points in the game. She leads the Lady Indians 15 for Allie Dillon, 11 for Jarvis, 11 for Warner, Orzin with two and Fouch with one. And again, Warner and Fouch had five rebounds each, which were big as the team stats show. Montgomery County 21 of 50. Ashland was 24 of 69. Montgomery County 5 of 14 threes. Ashland was 4 of 24 from the three-point line. So they made only 16 or 17% from the three-point line tonight. Lady Indians 21 of 31 free throws at the end. Ashland 10 of 14. So the Lady Indians, Ashland took 19 more field goals, but the Lady Indians get 17 more free throw attempts. Rebounds 43 for Ashland, 42 for Montgomery County. 19 turnovers on Montgomery County, 15 on Ashland, and the Kittens are 23 and 6, and Montgomery County now at 19 and 7.
Yeah, great game for both of these two. Of course, Lady Indians will finish up Friday against Berea at Berea, and of course, this Ashland team will have to play another 10th regional opponent in GRC at the end of this week. And so both of these teams can go in, you know, knowing that they've been battle tested and ready for their postseason play.
And Ashland is in a three-team district.
Yeah.
They don't have to win a district game to get to the region. So
yeah.
They're three wins away from the state tournament, and they really have to be the favorite. I mean, they can be beaten, certainly. I mean, yeah. Russell is a very good team.
Yeah, and without Kenley Woods, they definitely are vulnerable in that matchup.
But Woods was out tonight. She was with the team. She was warming up with them in street clothes. She was passing the ball to them, running some drills. You had every indication that she probably is going to be back, but you never know how that will be. But anyway, Ivan, we just got one more game this week, and then but tomorrow morning over at Clark County, they're going to draw for the boys tournament, and that'll be fascinating.
Yes, it will be. And like I said, take your lucky whatever with you tomorrow if you're one involved with that. And so hopefully it comes out to the favorability for the Montgomery County contingent, and we'll be ready for postseason play next week.
All right. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, who is, I think he had a perfect night tonight again.
Yeah,
I mean,
did,
you know, he has more perfect games than than anybody that I know of, but we do appreciate you back in the control room with us. And so until we join you coming up on Friday night from Berea, I'm Dan Manley for Ivan Rawls saying thanks so much for being with us. By the way, he's probably turned off now, but Dickie Martin was listening in up in Ashland.
Yeah.
We want to say hello to our good friend and colleague, Dickie Martin. Our final tonight, Lady Indians 68, Ashland 60. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.